Hello there, my name's Craig Taylor. I'm with a number of NHS colleagues today at an e-learning club CPD session. I've given them the chance, I've given them the challenge, if you like, to look at a tool or a piece of technology that they've never heard of, to research it, and then to tell us about that technology and how they think they might be able to use it. Over to them.
Hello. I've found Yammer. I'm a bit not sure entirely what it is, but it's a social network that entirely focuses on a person's business. So it seems to be akin to Facebook, and it's a setup that you can use within your business to share information with other employees and departments within that business.
I've got Linowit, I'm not quite sure, which is an online post-it and photo sharing site, which you can suppose you can use for collaborative learning. So if you go to a group and get everyone to feedback with pictures and notes.
I also have Yammer, and I'd concur with the gentleman to my left.
Google Glass is a headset that you can wear and would be great in simulation exercises within the NHS, if only we have the money.
I was looking at MOOC, which is MOOC, and this is a massive online, open online courses. Theory being a repository of courses that are out there for people to access absolutely free of charge through the internet. How we could use it, I think we could use that in terms of creating a culture that where learning is open, it's not focused on specific content or organisational driven content either. So we get learning groups and learning communities within the organisation that are learning things that they want to share for themselves, and that creates the right culture.
I was looking at beacons, and they trigger an application on your mobile device based on the user's exact location. So they can give you context-specific information. The example that they gave was if you're walking through a gallery and you can hold your phone up within the region of a picture, it will give you information on that picture that's current.
Well, I have Digo, which is a social bookmarking website for bookmarking and tagging pages. So it could be very helpful for our users to share interesting resources and some information, and you can also make highlights on those pages and sort of share them with your colleagues.
I chose Pechacucha, which is a presentation style in which 20 slides are shown for 20 seconds each. It keeps presentations concise and fast paced, and I think it would be brilliant if they used that in the NHS.
I chose Speed Animations, which is basically sort of a speeded up recording of somebody sort of drawing and illustrating something. So you could use that to cover sort of, you know, basic sort of concepts or simple ideas, get them over to people.
I had a look at RPG, which is role-playing games where players assume the roles of characters in a fictional setting. And that could be applied by making a fictional representation of our environment and then creating challenges within that where people have to react and make decisions.
I chose Pinterest, which is a visual discovery tool that you can use to find ideas for projects and interests. You have to have a login for it, so I wasn't able to find a huge amount of information. I think you'll probably use it in your personal life because it DIY crafts, tips around recipes and things like that. I'm not sure at this stage how you would use it in the NHS.
I've been looking at SlideRule, which is a curated library of online courses and could easily be used to source courses to meet training needs.
That's all, folks.